Are you a business looking for a fresh new way to reach potential customers? Well, you need to get Airtime on It TV, a 24/7 streaming and on-demand TV service online and on Roku. With Roku having a potential reach of 62 million people, it's a perfect opportunity to reach potential customers through affordable commercial and infomercial spots. Visit us online today at itnetwork.tv.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and we have an incredible show for you today. We're going to meet some lovely young ladies who are going to share their stories, their journeys, their expertise with you. And so we ask you to go ahead and share the show with your friends, your network, because there's someone in your neighborhood, someone in your house who needs this information. Maybe they're a new entrepreneur, a new business owner, but they won't have the information unless you go ahead and send that text, send that tweet, make that post. As I always say, friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're sharing the show with your friends, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. She is Shiraz Binsami. She helps companies, individuals, and public authorities get access to the right resources so they can grow and have a greater impact. She founded Coach Tribe, an online coaching platform and international movement, helping democratize coaching and pitch world fast, a business development and project management consulting company. Good morning, Shiraz. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. I'm very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you passionate about?
Well, as you said, my name is Shiraz. I'm actually Algerian. I love to say I'm a citizen of the world and I'm a serial entrepreneur. I am passionate about, you know, cultures, adaptation, and finding solution to whatever problem we might have from in the entrepreneurial world. Always excited to start new ventures and really finding solutions with my clients, my partners, authorities, and I like to dream big and help people dream big as well.
Okay, we're going to help people dream big today, Shiraz. I'm going to come back to you. I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself and what she's passionate about, Ms. Dawn LaFontaine. She is someone who makes cats happy. From Cat, the cat is in the box. Good morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. I am fine. Thank you for asking.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dawn. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you passionate about?
Well, my name is Dawn LaFontaine. I live in the Boston area. My business is Cat in the Box. I design and manufacture whimsical cardboard box playhouses for cats who think inside the box. I brought a couple today. This is, I'm not sure if you can see it on the screen, but it's a milk carton. That's one of my products. And here's a gingerbread house for cats. That's one of several product offerings.
Wait, Dawn, I didn't mean to interrupt, but can we go back to the first box? Because if we go a little bit, okay, so that's a milk carton for the cat to play in.
That's right. If you've spent even, you know, 6.5 seconds with a cat, or if you've been on the internet even once in the last, you know, 2 decades, you're probably aware that cats are bizarrely obsessed with cardboard boxes. My thought was, why do cat owners put up with these dirty, ugly shipping cartons in their houses? Why not something that's clever, that's a little bit of a conversation piece, and something also that's cat safe and eco-friendly? So I designed a few.
Well, I mark me impressed, Dawn. I will tell you. I have more questions for you, but I'm going to go ahead and come back to you and introduce our next guest, the incredible Miss DM Needham. You have seen her on the show before. You've also seen her on Ask Sharifa Videocast. This young lady is amazing. She is the host of the Better To podcast with DM Needham, an author of the Better To Burnout series, also the owner of Kitty Mystic Publishing Company, and she's also an intuitive reader. Welcome back, DM. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, I am a reader. I have cards. I have written this book, Love is Worth Waiting For, and My Days with the Dark Muse. And I do host the Better Two podcast, which I just recorded the 100th episode and the Valentine's Day episode, and I'm eking toward doing it for 1 year. So it's been a wild ride.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What else do you have? What are you passionate about, DM?
What am I passionate about? Writing. I love reading. As far as reading people, that's always a great thing now that I've gotten back into it. I kind of stepped away from it for a while. But writing, I love writing. I love doing my podcast because I get to talk to so many different and interesting people, and everybody's got a different story. So those are the things I'm passionate about. It's like I try to pursue my passion because it's fulfilling. So you don't have to have just one passion. You can have many passions. And if you do a little bit of each of them, you get very rewarded by it.
Very interesting. So you're doing a group reading for us today?
I wasn't planning on, but then again, something told me intuitively to bring my card. So maybe I will, maybe I won't. We don't know. Let's see what we have time for.
Let's see what we have time for, because no one ever knows where Sharifa's going to go. I think that's going to be my new mantra when this paper comes up. I'm going to come back to you, DM, but I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Miss Catherine Van Vano. She is the president and CEO of 24/7 VA, a trusted remote staffing company that is dedicated to helping business owners find highly talented individuals across the globe so that they can save time and money and focus on growing their business. Welcome, Catherine. How are you?
I'm fine this morning. It's Friday. It's always good. Thank you so much for having me, Sharifa.
Thank you for being here. I love your background. It looks almost like one of those backgrounds, but it's real. Like, that's really behind
it's you. Real. It's my kitchen. This is where you will find me every single day running my company. I like to sit in here. I've got my dog is with me. You know, my kids come in every now and then. My husband comes and has lunch with me. So it's a fun place to work.
Well, your kitchen looks like a restaurant, Catherine. I'm almost want to sit down and order a meal.
Well, I have a family of six. So, and then they have friends. So it's we always have a big group around.
Okay. Well, let me stop interrupting you, Catherine. Tell us about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you passionate about?
My name's Catherine Van Vano. I'm from the state of Maryland here in the U.S. We are all the way on the Eastern Shore in a very small community called Ocean City, Maryland. So we get a lot of traffic during the summer, big resort town. And in the winter, I'm the only one at the local stores. So it's kind of a fun place to live. I run a staffing company, recruiting and staffing company. It's really my passion. It's been my passion for the last 9 years now since I started it. But it's all about connecting people to people. And it's helping U.S. business owners find skilled talent at very reduced costs in comparison to local labor rates. And it's allowing other communities across the world to have rewarding job opportunities that they can't have in their local countries. So real strong passion of mine. It's been a passion of mine since I was in undergrad.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out more about you, Catherine. I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. You know, talk about intuition. Gail might have had some intuition that we're going to have pet lovers on today's show. But let me introduce Miss Gail Martz. She is the founder of the Sherpa Pet Trading Company, where she single-handedly designed, manufactured, and marketed the iconic Sherpa bag, the first soft-sided pet carrier. She is also the author of It's in the Bag, How to Turn a Passion into a New Business. Good morning, Gail. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I am absolutely thrilled to be with all of you, and the cat's in the box, but it's also in the bag. So it's a great...
Tell us about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you passionate about?
I'm Gail Martz. I live in San Clemente, California, so I'm having a beautiful day here. I hear there's a big storm on the East Coast, so stay warm. And my passion is the dogs, and this is a little Coco. She's 2 years old, 3 pounds, and cats. And I created the original Sherpa bag more than 33 years ago. And changed the policy on all the major airlines so pets could go into the passenger cabin underneath the seat in front of you with the Sherpa bag. That's how it began. And then I worked in the automotive industry for pet occupant safety. So the pet is secure in the bag, seat belted in, and everyone is safe while traveling. And then on an airplane, that was how I began. So it goes underneath the seat in front of you. But I think most people at this period of our life, it's by a car, it's in a car. But I want to really talk about safety at home. And that's where the Sherpa bag is excellent for cats and dogs.
Wonderful. We're going to find out more about you. I just want to go over to Dawn. Dawn, you get to meet Gail, the original.
This is what a coincidence. I'm super excited to talk to Gail. I didn't realize that's what she did. That's an amazing, amazing story.
That's the Sherpa bag. And then it's the, you know, the cat's in the bag. The cat's in the bag and in the logo with Sherpa the dog. So it started with Sherpa the dog, the Lhasa Apso. And that was 34 years ago. It's my life. It's my passion. It's my love. The cats and the dogs and the people in the world that love the animals.
Well, that's the unusual thing about working in a business that's around animals, is that you're actually really connecting with their people, because the pets, you know, have products that they need, but it's the people that, you know, have those strong feelings towards their animals. And it's the people that you connect with.
Absolutely. Totally.
So can I ask a quick question, since Gail and Dawn, your products, are you mainly selling online, or are you in brick and mortar stores? How are you presenting?
I can answer for myself. I actually have my own website, thecatisinthebox.com. I sell through my website and through Amazon, but I also do sell through boutique retail shops as well. I actually sell these all over the world: Belgium, Germany, Denmark. Little pet boutiques in those countries recently purchased from me. So this is a fairly new business, but it's already starting to take off.
Very interesting.
It's great to hear. My Sherpa is, I sold Sherpa, the company. Other people are selling the Sherpa bags. It's all over the world. I've registered the trademark in every single country in the world, because you want to protect your intellectual property. Absolutely. In every country in the world. So the Sherpa bag is sold all over the world. It is the number one soft-sided pet carrier, where it was the only one 33 years ago. And then the only one that you could get on a plane with. And it was written into the bulletin that the only soft-sided pet carrier allowed on board is a Sherpa bag that is identified by Sherpa zipper pulls. So I worked on all the bulletins with the airlines and really was helping to educate people, pets, the airlines, and the world. And it is a global brand.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gail, what 33 years ago, I know you love pets, but what motivated you to make this happen, to make it where you changed literally the world?
But yes, I did. Well, Sherpa the dog came into my life, and there was not a soft-sided pet carrier in the world. That was Sherpa the dog. That was my muse. And it's really a story that I had written the book. I've written the book. It's in the bag. And It's in the Bag tells a lot of the story of how it began. Because when you have failures, which are lessons, and you learn and you grow, and it really is helpful to be able to work together with each other to try to help each other in this dog eat dog world, as they say.
I love it. Now, DM, what is, you know, because Gail mentioned failures, what is the Better Two podcast?
The Better Two podcast is talking. Initially, it was all about going to that moment where you may have had not the perfect choice. You made a choice and you decided that, you know, you know, this isn't the right thing, but I did it anyway. So it's a moment to go back and reflect. However, while the podcast episode usually starts out with that moment, it is now branched off into wherever the conversation goes. So we may be talking about adoption, for instance, but then we'll end up talking about world issues or just something else that happened. A gentleman last night that I interviewed, he went to engineering school and he had a dream of being an astronaut, but ultimately he couldn't make the grade. And so it was 1968 and he knew if he resigned from school, he was going to end up in the military with the draft. So this sounds really bad, but they offered him when he was in basic training to take a test. So he ended up becoming an information guy. So therefore, I know that's not the proper term, but therefore he ended up not, even though he was in Vietnam, he wasn't on the front lines. He didn't have to worry about that. And then he took the GI Bill and went to college to become a psychologist. So sometimes our better to moment, when we look back and reflect, we're like, oh man, that was a bad choice. But ultimately it turns around. And that's kind of where it goes, because it's like, even if we make a choice, sometimes we may not feel it's the right choice, but at the time, maybe if we get rejected from something, it's protecting us from something that we just don't see.
Mm-hmm. I really like that way of thinking about things, because sometimes it's only in retrospect that you realize that if XYZ hadn't happened, that you wouldn't be on the path that you're on now. And sometimes you even, and I'm not going to say that I regretted this choice. I was a stay-at-home mom for more than 22 years. That was not my original intention. We were originally thinking that I might stay, home with the kids until the second one was in kindergarten. But sort of one thing leads to another, and I can't go back to work now because, I need to pick them up from school. I need to take them to soccer. And before you know it, 20 plus years have gone by, and I've watched, in my case, I watched my husband change and grow in his own career all that time. And it made me realize I didn't have all those working years left that he'd had to develop his career. And I really was at a crossroads when my kids finally left home. I mean, I was happy that they left. I was ready for it. But, that really made me think deeply about what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, and specifically the rest of my working life. So I really relate to that.
And I can completely understand, because I was a stay-at-home stepmom, and I had won a pizza off the radio, and I ended up befriending the jock. I didn't even meet him at the radio station. I went to Musicland to go pick up a cassette single, and I'm like, "You're such and such," and he's like, "Yeah, I am." So we struck up a friendship, and then he invited me to go hang at the radio station, and I felt like my life was stagnating. I went on vacation back to where we were living originally, and I just felt like my life was stagnating in this small town. So he's like, I come back, and he's, divine intervention here. I come back right after I say my life feels like it's stagnating. He's like, my boss wants to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So the weirdest interview in the world, he asked me two questions and he just listened to me talk. And that was a Tuesday afternoon. And by Friday I was on air. So I became a disc jockey just by some weirdness. And if I wouldn't have had that opportunity to be a disc jockey, I wouldn't be so willing to step in to do a podcast. I mean, I have to admit, I was not very going, okay, yeah, I want to do this. I kept having the idea, but it wasn't until some of my friends were like, you have the voice, you know how to do this, do it. And so I said, okay.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Shiraz, how you doing over there?
I'm good, getting really inspired by everything that they're all saying. Whether it's, I think the number one thing is really you won't know where your journey is going to lead till you actually look back. So it's like you won't connect the dots till actually you're going to look back to it. And even further, you don't know how your work is going to impact what you did. Like Gail showing how she changed the world at the end of the day with a simple idea. So we never know whatever we're doing when it. Look at even the work that I get to do, whether with Petrol Fast, where we support African authorities improve the economies that they have, or the healthcare system, or with Coach Tribe, when I see that we can support people from all around the world when they want to grow. It's just so simple ideas, and you just realize the impact you can have. So it's really inspiring to hear about all of this and the journeys that everyone can have. We never know, maybe in 1 year, not even like 5 years, in 1 year, when we're going to look back at even this conversation, maybe just with the connection that was made, Jean Gail and DM seemed like something might have just happened and you didn't know until actually you showed up. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, so Cherise, you and I have some connection here, you know, because a big part of what I do is about helping world populations that don't have opportunities that we have here. As a matter of fact, you just spoke about, you know, something you're doing in Africa. We have a new project that we've partnered with a nonprofit called Harambe in South Africa to train, send 23 women through a 7-week training program, and then find them clients. And we're trying to find them, you know, annual commitments. So we are, you know, I think you and I should have a conversation after this, continue a conversation, because I think there's a lot of similarities between what our passions are.
Love it. And if I get Catherine, is that you see, it's like if we don't share our voice, like they were saying, like we all have a voice. And if we don't share it, don't say what we're doing, we don't know how even connection can be made, how impact we can have as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. And actually, I wanted to toss something in. Catherine, there's a guest on my show who actually puts girls, she has a charity that puts girls through school in Africa because she saw too many girls being sold.
Yep. It's happening.
Maybe you guys need to talk too.
It's right. Happening because they have no other opportunities. Yeah. And so they, you know, are getting into very bad situations.
Well, what she was telling me is like the father will sell the kid because they need food for the family. So, you know, they'll sell the daughter, and she's trying to create this organization to stop that.
Yes.
And so it seems like she could get the girls prepped. And then you can give them an opportunity.
Yeah, find them a job. That's right. Yeah.
That's great. Catherine, I'm actually really interested in what you do because I'm really involved in a community of e-commerce entrepreneurs. Okay. And when they're looking, you know, when you know my colleagues are looking for a VA, they almost exclusively go to the Philippines, which mm-hmm. I know is a, you know, really well-developed VA system there. But I would like to hear more about how you train and connect African women to jobs here.
Yeah, so we have a full training team. They go through the same training that someone from the Philippines would go through, and they have to pass the same assessments. What we're finding in this project that we're doing right now is it may take a little more time. Because the ladies that we're working with from Africa, some of them have some college, maybe most of them maybe only have a high school education. So versus the Philippines, where most of the candidates that are going through our programs have already been college educated. So there may be a little bit more handholding. It may be their first experience in learning on a topic. So it's taking a little longer, but so 7 weeks training for the South African community that we're working with versus maybe a 2-week training program from the Philippines. And as you said, the Philippines is extremely well developed in terms of a remote work system. South Africa was just named, I think, the number one business services destination in the world globally. So I think it is it's an up and coming area where you're going to see a lot more development and infrastructure and opportunity.
And do monthly wages compare from the two countries?
Well, the minimum wage in South Africa is a little lower than the Philippines. The Philippines actually, because of all the outsourcing to the country, their economy has been boosted. So their labor rates have increased, whereas South Africa is still pretty low. But we're also in countries like India was the first outsourcing destination. So India is advanced. The Philippines, obviously, advanced. Pakistan, we train a lot of workers from Pakistan. But South Africa is really our new passion, and we really want to help the communities there.
If I can actually ask also Catherine and Phil, because one of the things what I like about what you're doing as well, and one of the things that I'm very passionate about is the question of diversity as well, right? So my question would be potentially, do you, the VAs that work with you, do you work only, for example, in English? Because when I created, for example, Coach Tribe, that was one of the things that I really wanted. When people wanted to grow, when they were looking for a coach, I didn't want them to focus only on English speaking, just finding somebody actually that they could identify with, or somebody that could make them feel at ease so they could do it in Spanish, in French, in Arabic, in German, whatever the language, because there's a diversity of human resources and capabilities around the world. So how do you integrate actually that even your business, or do you focus, because you work mostly with US companies, do you only have English speaking, or do you give up this little added value also of languages?
Yes. So we are getting into the LATAM countries so that we can offer Spanish, English, bilingual. Our main customer base, you're right, is our US clients, but Spanish speaking, there's a big need for Spanish speaking labor here in the US, but also a big portion of our clients are e-commerce business owners, and they aren't just selling in the US. So they're selling on Amazon Germany, and they're selling on, you know, Amazon Mexico. And so as they start branching out, they are starting to come to us asking us to source labor that is in, you know, that can read and speak that the of the labor market that they want to produce, send their products to, or promote their products in. Mm-hmm. So we are starting, but mainly right now it's English, but we're getting into Spanish, English, and we do have these one-off where, you know, where we are sourcing in different countries.
Yes. Gail, do you do everything yourself? You have a couple of VAs, virtual assistants?
I have other companies as well. I have the one company that has the all of the sales, distribution, everything else. So that was what I had originally done, was to, you know, rent the U-Haul, load it up with the boxes, deliver it to the stores. That was 33 years ago. But now just working always on travel for people and pets. And travel is not just an airline, a bus, a train, a car. It's just the big one I really want to deal with is safety at home. And what wonderful things that you could do that you need to teach the cats and the dogs so that they know that they're safe in their Sherpa bag. Because, you know, I am in California. We have had these massive fires. Of course, we have earthquakes and all the different things that are going on in the world. But when there's the Sherpa bag inside the house, the cat, the dog can go in the bag, but they can also be carried to safety. So it's just trying to educate, teach people, show them the way of the human-animal bond. And to mention, one of my favorite people was Betty White, and is Betty White, because Betty was like so big. And I know Betty White, she's up in heaven now, which is where she should be with all of the Rainbow Bridge and all the animals up there. But it's really keeping safety is the main goal we're working on right now in our world.
Mm-hmm. The world definitely misses Betty White. I was a huge Betty White fan. I loved her. Her laugh. I just enjoyed her spirit. Now we are going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
You need JordansRooter.com. Get free estimates, 24-hour service, special discounts for seniors and veterans. That's JordansRooter.com. Have a home repair or some remodeling you need done? No problem. We can handle all that too. Give us a call today at 800-300-0358. At Jordans Rooter, we take pride in our work and always make sure to get the job done right the first time. That's JordansRooter.com. We want to be your Mr. Fix-It.
Are you a business owner, CEO, entrepreneur, artist, musician, celebrity, or influencer interested in more exposure for your business? Schedule your one-on-one interview with Sharifa Hardy today. We handle everything for you. We video interview you, we professionally produce your interview, and we distribute your interview. We do the work so you can focus on putting your best foot forward. If you have been looking for more ways to get your product or service in front of more people, this is the opportunity for you. Schedule your one-on-one interview with Sharifa Hardy today.
Zero, zero, Are you a business owner looking for skilled people to assist you with your business? Do you need assistance with time-consuming activities so that you can concentrate on more important matters? We can help. With 24/7 VA, you can hire a college-educated, English-speaking virtual assistant for up to 75% less than if you are hiring locally. Our virtual assistants can handle a wide range of tasks, from basic administrative and customer support to digital marketing, graphic design, web development, and more. And we'll match you with several candidates free of charge. You don't pay until you hire. Want to learn more? Visit www.247va.com to book your free consultation.
20FOUR7VA.com. I love it. Wonderful, wonderful. If you are just now tuning in to the Roundtable Talk Show, you definitely want to catch the top of the show in the archives because this has been an incredible show. Catherine, love your commercial, your motto. Tell us a little bit about it. What made you do that?
Yeah, I giggle a little bit because you heard like a piece of our jingle in the beginning and the end. But one of our biggest issues is people don't understand when you say 247va.com, you know, they'll go into the website 247. And, you know, they, so, you know, the jingle was meant to try to explain how to find us. So thank you for showing that. We hire for any, we can look for any skill set that you're looking for, whether, you know, a lot of business owners are just looking to offload, you know, those routine, non-revenue generating tasks, you know, those admin tasks that just bog you down. You know, we have a lot of clients that hire for that. We also have a lot of clients that, you know, hire for the more advanced skill sets, skills that as a business owner, they don't have and they don't want to learn or they don't have the time to learn, like a graphic design or you know, creating a mobile friendly website, managing their web servers. So we do all of that.
Mm-hmm. Necessity is the mother of invention. That is really fabulous what you were doing. And I needed that so desperately when I started Sherpa. And you need it all the time. It really helps because you do what you do, but the other people do what they're doing. It's so important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've definitely helped a lot of solopreneurs. Jumpstart their business to be able to scale and grow. And, you know, we've also helped a lot of, you know, larger, smaller, medium-sized businesses move into a blended staffing model where, you know, they need to have their on-site workers because they need their hands, the types of tasks they have to be present, and they can offload those tasks that you can do with a remote worker, and they're saving costs as a result.
Brilliant. Excellent.
Do you have to hire someone full time or can you say I'm looking for somebody, you know, 10 or 15 hours a week?
Yep. 10 a week. We do project based. Some IT projects just lend themselves to project based. If you're hiring for a steady role, then 10 hours is typically the minimum. And then you can scale from there. We have a lot of clients that use us as a contingent workforce. So a lot of our e-commerce business owners in quarter four during, you know, right before the holidays, they're scaling up. They need those customer service people answering the phone or their order fulfillment processing. So they'll scale up and then they'll scale down. And when they scale down, it's our job as an agency to find another client to keep the VAs with income stability.
Right. Mm-hmm.
DM, how you feeling over there?
I'm feeling fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm waiting to see what did you come up with our reading?
Well, I was going to say, I appreciate that I you did focus me, put me in your commercial there. I'm honored.
I know this is not the first time you saw it. I sent it to you, DM.
You know, it's been a day. It's been a week. We had negative 16 degree weather the other day and a wind chill of negative 24. My car died. So it's been a week.
So, yeah, we had 73 degrees here in Long Beach. I'm just wanting to share that.
But I'll say this, when you're at 100 and something, I'm going to be at 80. So I'll take that.
So. Okay. Let's get back to our intuitive reading.
Intuitive reading. So is everybody, here's the thing about that. I don't want to force readings on anybody. So it has to be a general consensus that people are willing to do that.
I consent. I'm interested.
Yeah. Yes.
Stop stalling, DM. Stop stalling. Everybody said yes.
Well, no, some people are very offended by it. That's why I am asking.
I read the room. I read the people already, and people are open.
And in all fairness, Sharifa has had a reading from me before, so she's just not sitting here pushing me to do this. She knows I can do this, so that's why she's doing it. So, a card for each of you guys.
Is that what we're doing? Oh, that's fine.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so is this an astrology reading?
Cards.
Okay.
And you can tell how long I've been doing this since they're bent so well.
That's great. It's fabulous that you're doing this. It's so important. I believe in them.
So for Gail.
Yes.
I got the Nine of Pentacles. So we have lots of, and you might like this since you're based out in California. It is a deck that has a lot of Hollywood celebrities. And in this image, it's Rita Hayworth from the Gilded Age. You can't really see it that well. But this is about a lot of nice things coming. It's like different changes, you know, developing, I don't want to say your persona because you have that persona, but it's like I feel like you're going to be gravitating with more people coming to you to offer you other options, to offer you maybe, I don't want to say a new car or a new living situation, but you have a lot of newness headed for you. It's one of those things where it's like, you're not expecting to have any major changes, but you have some things coming to you that you're not aware of.
Thank you.
But don't fight them. That's what I will say too. Don't fight them. It's like the Five of Wands here is all about challenges. So don't fight change. Love embrace change. All right. So let's see who's next. I'll do Dawn next. Does that sound okay, Gail? Does that make sense to you, Gail?
Oh, it really does. There's a lot of new business opportunities that are coming. So you hit it right on the head. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what Dawn's got. All right. For Dawn. You have opportunities as well. We have the Six of Wands. But when you're looking at, and with the light, you can't really see it. But with the Six of Wands, you know, it's all about weighing your opportunities. I feel like the month of August for you is going to be a big month where you're going to have to look at your opportunities. Is this really something I want to do? Is this something that I really want to invest in? Or are they just blowing smoke up my skirt? You know, you got to be clear about it. And make sure you have yourself protected, because this is the legal card. Use your intuition to figure out what opportunities are there for you. And use your intuition and make sure that you're balanced and make sure that you are going through and reading the fine print of that contract so they're not taking your rights from you.
That's
That's probably good advice with or without a card, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say,
the attorney, there's no document I will without my attorney and my CPA going over everything. So you must make sure you are protected in that way.
Well, I was going to my second book that I wrote ended up, it was for a contest. And when I looked at the line of the contract that they could write another book similar to mine and I would be at a loss. I'm like, I'll just keep my book. Thank you very much. So
that's
right. The fine print.
That's right. All right, Catherine.
Bring a professional to help.
Yes, a professional attorney.
Catherine, you have the Chariot. So it's like charging forward with wild abandon almost. You know, it's like you have to make sure you have to be balanced, and there's going to be a couple of rough spots, but you're charging forward. It's like when you face a loss, if something doesn't work out that way, you're like, okay, I'm out of here. Don't worry about it. I got it. Next thing. And you have somebody at your side who tends to be, and I also feel that this is you, you tend to be very pragmatic. It's the Prince of Pentacles. And I know you're a woman, but the thing is, we have masculine energy, which most of us do recognize. And when you have that masculine energy, it's like you want to be treated with respect. You're not going to expect somebody to come in here and go, oh, well, you're a woman. I don't care what you have to say. You don't know what you're doing. You sit there and go, no, I'm in charge here. This is my domain. This is it. And any man that is next to you, they have to realize that about you. They don't sit there and go, well, no, anybody in business, whether it be in your partner, no matter what, you have to have a man that respects you. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. I can't wait for my husband to listen to this podcast.
Well, he doesn't need to listen to the podcast.
No, I'm sure he knows this very well.
But I just and my son, he's going to have to listen to it too. Wonderful. And thank you for that.
No problem. Shiraz, let's see. Ooh. We have the Two of Cups. It's the Casablanca scene. So the thing about the Two of Cups, though, while it looks very romantic, it's better than the Lover's card. The Two of Cups is talking about partnership, an equal exchange, somebody that you feel very connected to, very bound to, and very, I don't want to say in love with, but they are like, I don't want to say twin flame either, but it's somebody that you are so connected with that you understand them without them even talking. You love being around their energy, you can embrace it, and it feels really good, and it feels powerful in your soul. And with the, oh, we got the same guy, even though I shuffled, you want somebody once again, that's going to treat you with respect. You know, it's like, if he sits there and you're going through your emotions and you're not feeling up to snuff and he crosses your arms, you're just going to be like, oh no, I get to be me. Don't sit here and go, well, no, that you can't do that. No, you own me. You know, you don't own me. I own me. Leave me alone.
That's so beautiful. Is it something we should know? Sorry?
Does that make sense?
Is it something we should know?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is, the timing is very, very interesting. So I'm
going to
say the thing.
And
but it's very funny because knowing that I'm a very business-oriented person, it's so funny that you actually draw this card as well. But it's also a lot of a balance. But yeah, I will... We'll go private and I will share so it.
Well, and I mean, it can be about business because it can be the equal partnership exchange. It's got to be, you have to have someone that's equal for you. And with the Lovers, when I look at the Lovers to me, in this deck, it's a little different, but in most decks, it's like, hey, let's go rip our clothes off and go at it because, you know, it's about passion. Where a real connection is more about having your soulmate. So while I'm sitting here shuffling, there's one last victim to do, and that would be Miss Sharifa.
I'm a victim? I gotta be.
No, you're not a victim. I'm just messing with you. And the audience is like, gosh, wasting time here, but
no, that's okay. It's Friday. It's Friday.
It's true.
IF. We've learned.
Oh, well. I love this. And it's someone that compliments you because you are who you are.
Yes.
All right, Miss Sharifa.
Yes,
we got the Wheel of Fortune. So the beginning and the ending of a cycle. So things that have been bad are turning good and you're moving forward. You're getting out of, yes, it's the turn. You know, life is a lily. Yes, yes. Anyway, now, but I want to tell you this. This is the cycle you're getting out of. You're getting out of having the, and we've talked about this before, about people betraying you. This is upside down. So you're getting out of people betraying you. People see who you are and they're like, I can't take her on. There's no way I'm taking her on because I'll lose myself. And once again, this is another card that wants to make the appearance again. So the Two of Cups, and I did shuffle. So you want that equal exchange partnership and we know that. So embrace it. When it's offered, embrace what you get. That's right. So that's my end of my spiel. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And
we definitely appreciated that. That was a lot more than I expected. I thought we were going to do a group reading, pull three cards. No. It's okay. As long as everybody's okay, I'm happy. I'd like to keep everybody okay. It's Friday. It was a lot of fun. I'm just going to go back into the conversation. Now, one of the things that, DM mentioned is that I was a guest on her show. And she had done some private readings for me. But one of the things that attracted me to DM, to where I hardly ever call anyone after a show, but I was like, I have to talk to this woman, because on when she was a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, she shared her journey on how she stepped out to help other people after the loss of her husband. Did you want to talk a little bit more about how you started the Better Two podcast after losing your husband?
Sure. I had gone on a podcast where I had to talk about the fear, and I had already lost him, but I lived for quite a while. And by the way, there's my cat, Chloe. She's a regular guest on the podcast.
I love her.
I went on the show and I talked about the fear of losing him. I had known before he died, I knew about 9 months before he died that he was on borrowed time. He had been sick for a while, but hearing that news, you just still kind of not sure how to handle it. So at that moment, I did the podcast. I talked about my fear and I realized, you know, everybody's got a better two moment, a moment where you can look back and reflect. And sometimes that moment, because I'm telling you my story about losing my husband, that's going to connect with somebody else. Somebody who has a story where they were in the military and then when they got out, they were drinking too much. Or somebody has a great adoption story, or somebody that doesn't have a bad adoption story. There's always something we can learn from everybody else. And yes. One of my favorite episodes is talking about expectations, because so many times we look at our expectations and expect people to act a certain way, when the truth is that is our expectation. That might not be their expectation. So we have to look at the bigger picture and really, you know, dare I say, reel our expectations back in and have them be realistic instead of thinking that they're going to be pie in the sky. Mm-hmm. So each time I get to a show, I look at the bigger picture.
Yes.
To see who I'm helping.
Yes. Gail, have you ever had a moment when you were like, I'd rather have gone through this moment than not had that moment at all? It's better to have loved and lost than never have to done it at all.
Oh, well, you know, I had my fiance, this was how it all began, who had died in his sleep. So it was 6:30 in the morning, the time we leave for New York City to go to work. And I come into the room, honey. And it was like, I hate to say dead in bed, but that is exactly what happened. And so we were together for 10 years. And that was when my life totally, totally changed. Prior to that, Sherpa had come into my life. And so Sherpa the dog became my life. And so there I am. And my mother was always in my life. And she came back to New York. And at that time, you couldn't get a pet on a plane. So we drove cross country with Sherpa. And, you know, this whole idea, aside from the tragedy and the nightmare and that horrific thing that happened, it was where I knew that I had to create a pet carrier so that you could take your pet one day wherever you go. And it just kept going on and on in my mind. So when we talk about those things, these are moments that really change your life. And they can be tragic, they can be whatever it is, but it shows you another way that you need to go. And you must always be very reflective. And as I say, I live in prayer. So when I live in prayer, it's like to share my intent, my vision, and God bless us all.
I was going to add, you know, what she said about the loss. It's like, I was thinking this morning, it's like, if he were still here, which I miss him dearly, it's been a year and 7 months, I wouldn't be here right now because I'd be driving him to dialysis. And because he couldn't drive. So there would be these certain things I would not be able to do what I'm doing. So it's like, in a way, as much as I miss him, I understand that I wouldn't be able to have the life that I have now. So it's kind of a give and take, a trade-off. And it's not easy, but you have to look at the bigger picture that maybe this is why this happened. So...
always. My favorite song, which I always listen to, sometimes I'm down on my knees, is Everything Must Change. And everything must change. So you want to always back yourself up, surround yourself with professionals, And an idea means nothing. Lay the strongest foundation.
Yeah. So who sings Everything Must Change?
Oh, well, you have so many people, Donny Hathaway, Laura Fabi, everybody sings Everything Must Change. If you just put it in to Amazon Music, or anything, and you pick out the one that you like the best, and you listen to the words of that song, and then I would be on my knees, everything must change, and everything must change, and will change.
I love Donny Hathaway, so I'm going to try Donny Hathaway's version and see what resonates with me.
Yeah, put it into, when you go to your Apple Music or whatever you have, put Everything Change song, and then it will give you all the different people that sing that song, and then I live that song. So it's like, I think we all live that song.
Yes, absolutely. Dawn, have you ever had a better two moment?
I mean, I definitely faced crossroads. I feel like I've had a very, I hate to use the word blessed life, but a very fortunate life. I have a long-term, very happy marriage, 30 plus years with my husband. And, two healthy children that have all gone on to be successful adults that I'm, I'm very proud of them. And also glad that I'm sort of out of the job. So that's always the hope. And to be able to find this opportunity kind of later in life, and I'm not sure I'm your typical entrepreneur. That's, it's something I did for myself, but it's also a gift in a way. But that doesn't mean I haven't found myself at crossroads and having to make decisions and leaving something behind. You always leave something behind when you choose something else.
Absolutely. Now, this has been an incredible show. What a wonderful way to end a week. We are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who is watching in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Shiraz.
Hey, I would say that do not underestimate what you can do. You never know the impact that you can have, or something that might seem simple for you, but it's not for somebody else. Something that might seem simple, but you don't know actually the impact it might have on someone. So just allow yourself to try, allow yourself to fail maybe, but there's nothing, it's not going to be really a failure, because you're going to learn from it, you're going to grow, you're going to become your better version. Allow yourself and be open to the opportunities, the change, like we said, open to be vulnerable and try out new experience that might be out of your comfort zone, because at the end of the day, you got to be you. And just dare to be you, and you don't have to obviously do it alone. You could see even just like simple shows like this, where you would connect with people or your community, your family, mentors, coaches. Just dare to be you and try out and keep on growing.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful. Thank you, Shiraz. Catherine, what do you have for the audience today?
Just that the world is getting smaller with and getting more connected, and give your chance the opportunity to look beyond our borders at what other talent might be out there that can help you with your business.
Mm-hmm. And if they need assistance?
Yep. Give us a call. 247va.com is our website, or give us a call. 1-888 Hire AVA.
I love it. Thank you, Catherine. Dawn, what do you have for people?
Well, I want to encourage everyone to go to my website, not necessarily to purchase something. Everyone who's a cat guardian or a cat lover, just to sign up for my newsletter. Cats are very misunderstood creatures, and there's a lot of misinformation, especially on the World Wide Web, about cats and especially their behavior. And I write an in-depth, very, very well-researched blog post every week about a topic of interest to cat lovers that helps explain some of these behaviors and helps us understand the animals that we share our homes with. So, for example, recent blog posts have included things like, why is my cat peeing on my bed? Or are cats really afraid of cucumbers? And last week's was this week's actually was our essential oils safe for cats. And so anybody who has a cat in their life, just go onto my website, thecatisinthebox.com. When the pop-up box shows up, just type your email address in and you'll get a weekly newsletter from me with a topic around cats sent to you.
The cat is in the box. Love it. Thank you, Dawn. DM, what do you have for everyone?
Well, I was going to say, if anybody has a better two moment, and most of us do, and you really are second guessing your decision, whether it was the right thing to do or not, understand that there's a reason for it. And if you get down on yourself, know that tomorrow's another day. Don't ever sit there and wallow in it. Just keep going. That's all you can do. If you're interested in getting a reading, you can get that at my site at dmneedom.com. That's D-M-N-E-E-D-O-M, like it on the screen, .com. If you want one of my books, this is Romantic Suspense. Sharif has read it. And this is a drug addicted rock stars book, which is a journal. And I'm also now on TikTok doing daily readings as well. So there's a daily card pull if you're interested in that. And I do have a second podcast beside the Better Two podcast, which is the Intuitive Weekly podcast, where I do a weekly reading that will kind of give you some astro weather as well as a feel for the general feeling of the week. So just hang in there if you're having a tough time and check my website out and follow me.
So. Yes. Thank you, DM.
Thank you.
Ms. Gail.
Well, you know, it's Gail and Coco. And then I love that cat, you know, because it's dogs and cats, and they give us so much in our lives. So go to my website, Gail Martz, GAYLEMARTZ.com. There's cats, there's dogs, and they help to make the world a better place.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Gail. I want to thank you all for joining me on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching in the archives. I definitely appreciate your support. I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you sharing. But as always, the most important thing to me is that you support our guests. Our guests are here this morning to share their stories, their advice, their guidance, their business with you. So please support them. Pick up a couple of copies of their book. Visit their websites, follow them on social media, reach out to them, send them a message. And when you do, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone have a safe and a blessed weekend. Bye now.
Okay.